It is August 7th, 2017. It's a Monday. That means it's time for Becca Martin Brown, features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Welcome back.
Oh, sorry, Monday.
Yeah, you know.
I think if we had 4-day work weeks and 3-day weekends, the world would be a lot happier.
Some places do that.
Do you think we could do that?
What do you think?
No. Okay. Well, there are things we get to do that other people don't.
And absolutely.
One of them is to talk about cool stuff like sensory iconoclasts.
That's this week, like tomorrow.
It's like tomorrow.
Yeah.
Okay, this started 5 years ago. E. Smith is the director of visual arts at the Art Center of the Ozarks, and she got together with Case DeGuerro, who is director of culinary at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art.
They both have more ideas than they have anything else.
Oh, yeah. And the whole concept was to pair a Northwest Arkansas chef with an artist, and they were supposed to collaborate. Mm-hmm. So this year's theme is transposed.
Okay.
So the concept was trade mediums.
Oh, okay.
So Even Case went into the kitchen and she made barbecue sauce.
And then he made?
And then he made the painting.
Okay.
And then Sarah Sagerlin, who is adult public programs manager at Crystal Bridges, reconnected with her partner from 5 years ago, Paula Henry of Crepes Parlette, and they switched roles. And created a film that has to do with crepes and dance and yeah, and all of this will be parts of it have been on exhibit at the Art Center of the Ozarks, parts that were like long term and could be on exhibit, but everything else comes together for a reception at from six to eight on Tuesday, and you'll see artists and photographers and chefs, and it's amazing and. It's something completely different. And also, it's that time of year. You know how there are these markers that just simply tell you it's that time of year?
Mm-hmm.
It may not be fall yet, but you can see it from here.
I know what you're talking about. The Christmas decorations are out at the Cracker Barrel lobby. Probably.
Probably.
But you're not talking
not
about
it.
That. Okay.
It's county fair time.
Oh, yes, it is. Benton County.
Benton County starts tomorrow.
Right.
And goes through Saturday.
Yep.
Followed by Logan County.
Yep.
The 15th through the 19th in Paris. Madison County in Huntsville, the 19th through the 26th. The Johnson County Fair in Clarksville is the 23rd through the 26th.
Mm-hmm.
The Sebastian County Fair in Greenwood, the 22nd through the 26th. The North Franklin County Fair, because they need two. The North one's in Ozark from the 22nd through the 26th. The Newton County Fair, the 27th through September 3rd in Jasper. If you've never been to Jasper and this will get you there, go.
Yeah, I agree.
Because Jasper's awesome. The Carroll County Fair in Berryville is the 26th through September 2nd. The Washington County Fair is the 29th through September 2nd. The Scott County Fair, September 6th through 9th in Waldron.
Mm-hmm.
The South Logan County Fair.
Gotta have two.
September 5th through 9th in Boonville. Crawford County Fair. In Mulberry, September 11th through 16th. This is how many counties we cover.
Yeah.
What's up? The Boone County Fair, September 17th through 23rd in Harrison. The Northwest Arkansas District Fair, the same time in Harrison. The Arkansas-Oklahoma State Fair, September 22nd through 30th in Fort Smith. And the Arkansas State Fair wraps it up in Little Rock, October 12th through 22nd.
Man, if you are a cotton candy aficionado, this is your time of year.
Deep fried Snickers bars.
Yeah, I can't quite go there.
It may kill you, but you'll die smiling.
All right. And you have lists of that in What's Up?
That was in Friday's What's Up. And we'll probably run chunks of it again just to keep you up on it.
Very good. Becca Martin Brown, features editor at the Northwest Arkansas Democrat Gazette.